SRE teaching, I think, is an incredible joy. SRE coordinating is less a joy. And that is because there is a huge amount of compliancy, paperwork, looking after your teachers, etc., etc. And that task at our church falls upon Anna as part of her role. And so I do want to thank Anna for being the SRE coordinator. And there's numerous schools involved in that that we run SRE at. Anna's also put together today. And I don't know about you, I've been deeply encouraged. So thank you, Anna. You may have picked up, both from the kids' videos and from those readings then, that the theme of what SRE has been about in Term 1 is the God of promises. So I thought I will do a, I'm going to call it a reflection. It's only a half sermon you'll be thankful for, because we still have a very important interview to do. We're going to have a bit of a reflection on the God of promises. Right back in the beginning of the Bible, after creation, the first people we meet are Adam and Eve. And the story of Adam and Eve sets a pattern that continues for the rest of the Bible. Because we read of Adam and Eve's disobedience, we read of God's judgment, but then we read of a promise. And so that pattern, the pattern we saw throughout Isaiah of sin, judgment, restoration, it's there right at the start. Now this is the promise that God gives. Ironically, it's a judgment promise because it's given to the serpent. But this is what God says. An offspring of woman will crush your head and you will strike his heel. Genesis 3:15. And really, that's the very first messianic promise in the Bible. And what happens after that is that we start to see that promise to Adam and Eve, or that promise from the time of Adam and Eve, fulfilled. In Genesis 12, we are introduced to the most significant person in the Old Testament, Abraham. It's about 2000 BC. Abraham's not a God-fearer. I'll just call him Abraham, even though his name changed halfway through. In fact, Joshua 24 tells us that he and his families worshipped idols. But God revealed himself to Abraham. He appeared to him and he told him to leave his country and go to a distant land. A different land. Abraham obeyed. He was 75 years old. So don't tell me if you're 75, you can't start teaching scripture. It's possible. And God gave Abraham a very special promise. Words that many of you will know well. Genesis 12 verses 2 and 3. I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Friends, in a very real sense, the rest of the Bible is the story of those promises coming true. And those promises are for us. All the peoples of the earth will be blessed through you. A few chapters on, in our Genesis 15 reading, God confirms those promises and expands them. Abraham would have many descendants. And God would give them a good land. Now, at the conclusion of those promises, I suspect Abraham is somewhat confused. He has no children. He's quite old, as was Sarah, his wife. Indeed, in Genesis 18, Sarah laughs at the idea. But God is a promise-keeping God. It's God's work, not human work. And God was faithful to his promise. And so Abraham, at the age, at the tender age of 100, and Sarah at the age of 90, gave birth to a son called Isaac. And so the promise of Genesis 3 is starting to take shape. God has chosen a man from whom the Lord's Messiah would come. And we have Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Judah, and on, generation after generation, until we reach Jesus, son of Joseph, born of the line of Abraham, a promise kept for over 2,000 years. In fact, a promise kept since the time of Adam and Eve. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, come into the world to bring the good news of God. More than that, to be the good news of God, to be God's means of hope, of reconciliation between the Father and humanity. And how Jesus would achieve that is actually hinted right back in the Abraham story. We read a little bit of this in the Hebrews reading, but when Isaac was a little older, probably at least a teenager, could have even been a young man, Abraham was told by God to go to Mount Moriah and to sacrifice his son. Now, as we know, it did not happen. God provided a ram in the place of his son. But both Abraham and, I should also say, Isaac stayed true until that point of God's intervention. Now, friends, it's a difficult story. Human sacrifice is repulsive to us, even more repulsive to God. And it was never God's intention that it should happen. But the story serves two purposes. Firstly, we learn that Abraham trusted. He trusted in God. In that Hebrews reading, we read that Abraham had embraced the promises. And so Abraham, even though it seemed God was breaking his promise, Abraham knew he wasn't. Abraham knew that God was a God of promise and God had a 100% track record. It would happen, even if God had to raise Isaac from the dead. The second thing that story shows is, of course, the means by which God would make those Abrahamic blessings come true, because it's the story of a father being ready to give up his son. And to a lesser extent, in the form of Isaac, a son being ready to lay down his life. And it shines a light on what it was going to cost God for those promises to be fulfilled. We read about it in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all. You see, back in the Abraham and Isaac story, God provided a ram as a substitute for Isaac. In our story, God provides the Lamb of God as a substitute for us. And that story had its birth right back in the story of Abraham and Isaac. Galatians 3, Christ redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to us through faith. Friends, isn't it a remarkable thing that ancient promise of Genesis 3:15 came true in Jesus Christ thousands of years later? Although if you think about it, it's not that remarkable. That is our God. That is the nature of our God. He makes promises and he keeps them. We have a God that we can trust right now with this world, whatever happens, and with our lives, because we know that he is true to his word. He has made promises and we have seen them come true in Jesus. He has made promises and we know they will come true about our future. We have a God that we can trust with our eternal future, because he has promised and he has fulfilled. Well, friends, this is the God that our SRE teachers want to teach our children about in schools. They want to introduce them to Jesus so that they too might know him and have eternal life through him. So we need to keep praying for them. We need to encourage them. We need to consider whether we ought to be one of them. Enough said by me. Gives me great pleasure to introduce one of our high school scripture teachers. Just so you know, we support two scripture boards, one for Hurstville School and one for Penshurst. And you provide financially for those so that employed teachers can go into those schools. Both Hurstville High School, Hurstville Boys and Penshurst Girls have changed teachers in the last year, so we haven't met either of them yet. So please give a very warm welcome to Fiona Dewhurst as she comes out.
Good morning, Fiona, and welcome. Cool. So lovely to have you here.
Yeah, it's lovely to be with you all this morning, so thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. We're here to talk all things high school SRE, but I'll just take a moment before we do that, because I failed to mention one of our other SRE teachers, our primary school SRE teachers, Faye Loudon, who is also part of our team. She doesn't belong to our church, she's at another church, but Faye has been teaching SRE for a long time and she takes multiple classes across various schools. So I just want to acknowledge that Faye is part of our team as well. Thank you for that, allowing me that digression. Fiona, high school SRE is what you and I are here to talk about. But this is the first time that you visited us, and as a partner church of yours, we're so delighted to have the opportunity to meet you. Could you tell us a little bit about you and your family and church?
Okay, so my name's Fiona. I am married to Phil. He calls himself a superman because he works in superannuation. Whatever to get him through the day, right? We have three boys. Jonathan is in year five, Samuel is year three, and my baby Thomas is in kindergarten this year. So that's us. I see myself as kind of a missionary. I live on the other side of the river, a long way away in Denali. 6-minute train ride. I'm at Denali Anglican as my home church.
Nice. Do you need your passport to cross the river, or they just
they stamp it and let me through? No.
Nice.
I'm free to come and go. I'm not a Shire.
Not born and bred.
Not born and bred. Yep. Shire. So I have freedom.
Nice. We love that. Thank you for using your freedom for the gospel. Fiona, could you tell us a bit more about your story, about how you came to know Jesus as your Lord and Saviour?
Yeah, so I grew up in the Southern Highlands down near Bowral, so that's where my hometown, I guess. I grew up in a family where my mum is a faithful Christian and goes to church. My dad kind of used to go to church but fell away kind of early in their marriage. But my mum was really faithful in raising, there's four of us, so she was very faithful in taking us along to church every week. And I was really blessed to be involved in some amazing kids and youth ministries. I had great SRE teachers, wonderful Sunday school teachers. I used to go to GFS. I don't even know if that exists anymore. Does anyone, Girls Friendly Society back in the day? No, everyone's looking at me blankly like, what is that?
I know.
It's kind of like Girl Guides, but Anglican. And then I had wonderful youth leaders. And so I've just had this privilege of always knowing who Jesus is and growing up with that knowledge and just growing in my relationship with him as I've, grown up. I then left home and went to Sydney Uni. I had the blessing of being able to go to Barney's Broadway for quite a while. And once I finished uni, I was given the opportunity to work in youth ministry at Barney's for 3 years while studying at YouthWorks College. Then I kind of had a bunch of jobs, had a bunch of kids, and that kind of brings me to today.
Nice. I always love hearing people's stories of how God has equipped them for ministry and is using them. So now you're at Penshurst Girls, Fiona. How did you come to Penshurst Girls?
Yeah, so I guess with my youngest starting school this year, I was kind of looking to what the next step was for me and for my family. Initially, there was a chaplain at my kids' primary school, and I thought, that job looks kind of fun. They get to do lots of well-being activities. They get to be a pastoral caring person in schools. Because I'd been doing a little bit of school work. I do debating and adjudication, so I'm in and out of schools a lot. And as I was looking at the Generate website, I came across the Penshurst Girl ad, kind of just sitting there. The position had been open for a while. As I was reflecting, I thought, you know, I'm qualified for this job. I have my diploma of ministry, which is one of the requirements for high school teaching. Mm-hmm. And what better opportunity than to go into schools and be able to directly talk to the kids about Jesus? That's one of the differences between chaplaincy and SRE teaching. I get to tell kids about Jesus from the Bible and open it up with them every week. I applied for the job and God has brought me here. So.
Praise God for that. I'm so glad that you are in the classroom opening the Bible with kids. Fiona, this is your first year, so first years of anything can be really interesting. What are some joys? What are some of the great ways that you're seeing God at work in your amongst the girls that you intersect with week by week?
Yeah, as the SRE teachers earlier mentioned, you get a real range of kids coming along to SRE classes. Some kids are very churched and know a lot of the answers already. But there are quite a few kids who are probably nominal. Perhaps their families might be Catholic or they might go to church maybe twice a year. And for whatever reason, their parents have ticked that box to say, yep, I want you to learn about the Christian faith. So it is this a wonderful opportunity for some of these kids to be opening the Bible for the very first time and to be meeting Jesus. We've been doing a Bible overview, looking at the promises that God has made. Last term we did the Gospels of Jesus with the girls, and this term we're looking at Paul in the book of Acts as the word then goes out into all the world. And it's just been remarkable sharing these stories with some of these kids for the very first time. I guess for the Christian girls, I think it's a space for them to start to figure out for themselves what they think of Jesus, kind of away from their family. Some of them are wrestling with some big identity questions. So it's a really great opportunity to be there to listen to their questions and to hopefully give them some guidance and support about what the Bible has to say and about how God loves them. I guess another joy has been scripture memorization. I kind of went in thinking this won't work, but it's been remarkable. The girls have really loved learning scripture verses, including John 3:16. There is a bit of bribery, there's chocolate, there's lollipops, but the ultimate prize is that those kids have those words committed to heart and memory. And my prayer is that when they need those words, they can draw on them. So yeah, there's just so many great things happening. Another part of my role is doing Christian lunchtime groups. So on Mondays, I go into Oatley campus with Semi, who I've met. He's great, and I'm sure he's looking forward to meeting you all at some point as well. And on Friday at Penshurst, Anna comes in and helps me run that group as well. And those groups are really amazing. For example, Anna and I have been able to give 2 Bibles away at the lunchtime group because you have that freedom at a lunchtime group that you don't have in SRE. But we have kids who've taken Bibles home, and we've had the opportunity to show them how to use a Bible app. And so the girls are taking the word home and reading it. For the senior campus, the Christian lunchtime group has been a really amazing place for those Christian kids to come together and to support each other in a really big and busy high school environment. Oatley's are kind of stressful. They're all senior high. There is a big focus on, you know, the end of schooling, the HSC, and it's just been really wonderful to have a safe space for those Christian kids to identify each other. The first week we had it, they literally came in and were like, "You're a Christian? I'm a Christian. Like, I didn't know you were a Christian." And it's been really fun to watch them develop those relationships and support each other. There's lots of prayer. Yeah, and I shared earlier, this week there was an incident at the school, and in God's providence and kindness, Semi and I were able to walk into that school pretty much after this incident had occurred, and we just spent time praying with the 11 Christian kids who showed up at lunchtime group, who were quite distressed and kind of upset about the circumstances, but God is good. He was able to bring them comfort in that time that they needed. So I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, that's such a massive blessing to be able to speak into the kids' lives, particularly in those kind of spaces where the world is scary and challenging and distressing. Having people like Fiona and Semi to be able to walk alongside those kids is huge. Fiona, we know life is joys and some challenges. Is there anything on the challenges side that you'd like to share for us, particularly that we might be praying for?
Yeah, probably the biggest thing at the moment is while the enrolment system has all gone digital now and is working well, there are a few issues at Penshurst Girls in actually getting the girls to show up and to attend the classes. So just be praying for that. Particularly pray for the chairman, Phil Reed, who will be meeting soon with the executive staff to kind of just talk about what is the way forward in helping those girls to actually get to the SRE classes that their parents have opted them into. So be praying for that. And also just pray for me, because sometimes it is disheartening when I've spent time preparing and then very few students show up. So just pray for that, because, yeah, sometimes it can feel just incredibly frustrating for me as the teacher when there's no real recourse at the moment for non-attendance.
Yeah, please do pray for Fiona. She's doing a fantastic job. I see her in action. She's doing, under God, doing an amazing job. It's a lonely kind of job as well, so please do pray for her. Now, Fiona, we've touched on a little bit that your role in high school SRE is different to primary school. We talked about primary school SRE teachers are primarily volunteers. Obviously, some church staff are in that mix as well. But for you, you're employed to do this job. You're paid to do it. So we've talked a bit about how we can support you in prayer. Please feel free to speak to that again. But what are some really practical ways that we can be supporting you as your partner? Because this is a partnership. We are partnering with Fiona in this amazing work. How can we be supporting and encouraging you?
Yeah, so hopefully you guys would have received a little postcard as you came in, and there's three ways that you can be supporting me on the back there. The first one is to connect. So I do write quarterly newsletters. I think Diane prints them out for you, actually. There's some hard copies
at the
back.
Usually up the back.
Yeah, but if you want to join the mailing list, just send an email to that email down the bottom. I think it's got lots of C's in it, so just make sure you get them all. The other way you could be, and then I guess, yeah, just to be praying for me, because I'm so encouraged that, I'm the person who has to show up every Monday morning on the ground, and it can feel lonely, but I'm always reminded that there's a whole army of people praying for that ministry, and I find that really encouraging, and it definitely needs prayer. Public schools can be tough. They don't always want Christians in. They see SRE as a bit of a nuisance, I guess, to their timetabling. So just keep praying for it and praying for the girls as they either meet Jesus or make decisions to stand for him. We do have a prayer meeting each term. It's held at Mortdale Anglican Church. I'm not sure when the next one's coming up, but we'll let you guys know. If you want to come along, that would be fantastic. If some younger people came along, it would really drop the age range. By a few decades.
Even if you're older, please come.
But if you're older, please come too.
Bring a young person with you.
Yep. And the last one is, yeah, as you said, it is my job, and I am very thankful for the financial support of our partner churches. If you do want to give individually, there's details on there. Before the end of tax year, I was saying it's tax deductible, but you guys aren't probably worried about that right now.
Yeah, no, I do. As I said, I commend Fiona to you. Please do pray for her. Get those newsletters. It's great to hear what's going on. But please do consider supporting her financially as well, so this wonderful work that God is doing can continue. Thank you so much, Fiona. It's been so encouraging to hear from you. This is the second time I've heard it, and I'm equally as encouraged to hear it. I'll get to hear it again tonight. I'm sure I'll be encouraged again.
It changes every time. So
just a little bit. please join with me in thanking Fiona for being here today. And I'm going to invite Kristen to come up and pray for High School SRE. Thank you.
Okay, let's join together in prayer for Fiona and for Semi and High School SRE. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that Fiona has been able to join us this morning and share with us. And we thank you for our partnership with her in bringing the gospel into our local high schools. Thanks that you have answered our prayers in keeping these opportunities open for us to maintain a strong Christian presence in these schools. And Lord, we ask that you continue to keep these avenues open. Lord, we particularly think of the Penshurst Christian Education Board, and we ask that you just preserve good relationship between the board and Penshurst girls as they plan for 2025. And we pray for Phil Reed, and just that the question of the girls' attendance might be addressed, and that there might be some recourse to encourage girls to attend their lessons regularly. Father, we thank you for the new digital enrolment opt-in for SRE, and that is making it smoother, and we just pray that this will mean that more students can enrol and attend. And Lord, we do pray for the students who are enrolled in SRE this year. Please work in their hearts and minds. Help them to be attentive and to be open to learning about you. Lord, may they be curious and courageous to ask questions. And please help them to connect what they are learning about Jesus to their own lives and respond to him in faith. Father, we lift up Fiona and Semi to you and ask that you strengthen and inspire and encourage them in their first years in these roles just help them to build their teaching skills and strategies, give them creative ideas and the discipline and time to prepare well. And Lord, we really pray for good rapport with the students and a really positive relationship with both students and staff at the schools they're at, so that they can bear out the message of the gospel by shining the light of your character and love to the school community. Help them to teach in a way that the truth of the gospel is clearly proclaimed. And Father, we thank you so much for the lunchtime ISCF groups that are running and that have grown in numbers this year at Penshurst Girls and at Oatley. And thank you so much for the recent opportunity to pray at Oatley Senior Campus after this incident that occurred and to really support the children in a rough time. Please make these groups a place of encouragement for Christian students to support and encourage each other in their walk with you. We really ask for your strong hand to be with these Christian students in public high schools, to enable them to live out their faith with courage and stay true to Jesus. And coming into the second half of the year, please help Fiona and Semi to particularly support the Year 12 students as they face choices about their future and the end of their time at school. And help Fiona and Semi to point to you as the faithful, promise-keeping God who can be trusted and who hears their prayers. And Father, we lift up to you particularly the students coming along who don't yet know you. And we ask that SRE classes and ISCF groups will continue to be safe spaces for them to explore the Christian faith. Lord, draw them to Jesus and draw more kids to these groups and give them a real thirst for the living water of Jesus. And finally, Lord, we just pray for this harvest field that you will raise up more SRE teachers for high school so that the gospel of Jesus might be proclaimed faithfully to this generation. In his great name, amen.
Please stand and let's sing about this great gospel that we have been entrusted with to proclaim. What a privilege.
I stand for all eternity. It is my story, my Father's plan. The Son has rescued me. Oh, what a gospel, oh, what a peace. My highest joy and my deepest need. Now and forever he is my light. I stand in the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is one gospel to which I cling, all else I count as loss. For there where justice and mercy meet, he saved me on that cross. No more I boast in what I can bring, no more I carry the weight of sin, for he has brought me from death.